Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. So, mid-June, guys, it's been real. It's been a crazy energetic month for all of us. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit on the podcast today. I just did a little IGTV on my Instagram at I Am Sahara Rose, and I got thousands of comments from you guys resonating. And I know that it's not just me going through this shift right now. So here I am in my hotel room because I don't have a home anymore. I'm in between places. We put an offer on a condo. It ended up falling through halfway through the month, and we've been vagabonding in Airbnbs and hotels, not sure where we're going to live since all of our stuff in storage. So for me personally, energetically, it has been a very, very intense month, a month of lots of ideas and also not knowing how the F I'm going to manage my energy to do all those ideas. And I think oftentimes the physical ungroundedness leads to mental ungroundedness, but also that physical ungroundedness is a reflection of the energetic ungroundedness that is happening to the collective right now. So the message I share is for the collective. It is going to hit us each in different ways because that's just how the way that energy works, astrology works. You know, it's not the same for everyone. It's just going to depend on where you need to learn your lessons and what work needs to be done for you individually. So, as a kind of major scope of what's happening, we're in between the eclipses. We're in eclipse season, which I talked about on the wedding episode with Cassandra, Wedding Lessons in Eclipse Season, part two, which was really awesome to hear about how it's going to affect us this entire summer. But I'm feeling really the core of it is happening right now because between the eclipses is the time of truth. It's the time that anything that is not in 100% alignment is going to burst in your face. So that's why I'm seeing breakups happening left and right. I'm seeing businesses collapse, housing situations collapse, friendships collapse. My Wi-Fi is not working, you know, because on top of that, we have the Mercury retrograde. And the Mercury retrograde, as you guys know, happens multiple times a year, but it's a time of essentially the planet of Mercury appears to be going backwards. And that causes technology, order, contracts, agreements, all of those things to have a little bit of a foggy energy around it. So that's why an astrologer would tell you this is not a good time to sign, you know, a housing agreement or a marriage agreement or anything like that. So it is important for us at this time to take things with a grain of salt and to take things day by day, because with the eclipses, everything is shifting. Things may appear to be falling apart, but it's actually just bringing you to the ultimate truth. And I shared this quote that came through me while I was doing my IGTV, and it's that rejection is just redirection to your soul's highest calling. I want to repeat that so you can write that down. Rejection is just redirection to your soul's highest calling. Sometimes things that you thought were in the bag, oh my God, me and this guy were so good. We were hitting it off. Our dates were perfect. And I don't know what happened. He just disappeared. She just said she wasn't happy with me anymore. The university said that they don't have space for me. The job that I thought I was going to get didn't accept me. I just got fired for my internship. I thought I was doing so good. Things that you may have thought were in the bag may fall right out of that bag right now. And this is not that the universe is malaise and has your worst intentions in mind. This is that whatever it is that you thought was in total alignment was not. Because not everything is falling apart right now. Some things are actually getting stronger. But right now we are experiencing the energy of Kali. Kali is the goddess of transformation. But in order for transformation to happen, there must first be destruction. So Kali, who I'm going to be sharing with you a lot more in Rose Gold Goddesses, my upcoming membership community that each month we're going to be working with a goddess archetype that comes through. Well, if Rose gold goddesses were activated right now. We're probably going to start in September, but if it were open right now, this is Kali month. Like Kali is happening right now. Things are burning into flames to create clearing. Because how are you going to build a building when the rubble is still on the ground? There needs to first be the clearance in order for the new life to come through. And when your house is burning down or the forest is being destroyed, it's horrible. It's hard to deal with. It doesn't make sense. It feels like someone's out to get you. It feels like it's not fair. It feels like, why me? But we don't know what's going to happen once that forest burns down. Maybe bigger trees will come forth. Maybe a city or a civilization will be built. We don't know. So we cannot create and transform the next version of ourselves when we are still holding on to the old. And there are energetic pathways that we are connected to, such as exes, such as bosses, such as friends, such as homes, such as cities, such as anything. These are all emitting energetic bonds that connect the two of us together. And when those bonds are webbed on us too hard, they're not letting us elevate. So the things that we may have felt most connected to that are not needed for the us 2.0 may at this point break like a rubber band. And that can really hurt. The truth is coming to light, and the truth is always taking us to a better future. But the truth at the moment can be painful. It can be obstructive. However, there is no point of running from this truth because it's always going to come out. You know, this is the time that the energies are more potent. So the lessons that may have taken you 6 months or a year to learn, you're going to learn it this summer. Maybe that relationship could have been good for now, but by December, you guys would have had some serious issues. Well, the energies are working for you right now because they're going to help those issues come to light at this moment. So if something is burning up in your face right now, know that that thing was not meant for you. And the universe is right now protecting you. The Kali energy right now is destroying all that is not in alignment with your highest evolvement. So how do we move forward? We move forward through having faith. We move forward through trusting. We move forward through surrendering to the process while still having our highest intentions in mind. Because I want to say something about the word surrender. I hear it a lot in the spiritual community. I surrender. I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to let the universe do whatever it wants with me. Yeah, about that. It's not going to work out. I don't believe that just surrendering and just saying yes to everything will take you to where you were meant to go. Because a lot of life is learning energy management. A lot of life is learning boundaries. A lot of life is learning to say no. So I like to compare this to jellyfish, right? So jellyfish, they float in whichever way direction the ocean tides push them into, okay? They don't have any ability to swim. They can't say, I want to go north, south. They're just going wherever the tides bring them to. So most of the time, they all end up in these one little spots of the ocean on top of each other. And I actually had the fortunate opportunity to dive into an ocean full of thousands of jellyfish, and I got stung thousands of times on my body while in Fiji, which actually ended up being almost like an ayahuasca experience for me because going through such massive electrical shocks, I mean, it's an out-of-body experience. I still have some scars, but imagine just thousands of jellyfish stinging you at once. And you're just like, bloop. And it was an awakening. It was a preparation. So sometimes it feels like jellyfish are fucking stinging you all over. Sometimes it feels like nothing makes sense. And you want to know what the fuck is going on. And guess what? You're getting the medicine that you need. Because do you know what jellyfish medicine does? It cures cancer. It cures heart disease. Do you know what I later found out from a diver? That in Fiji, for their shamanic ceremonies, they have you jump into the ocean of jellyfish and let yourself float while you're being stung so you can experience the bliss of being disassociated from what's going on around you and 100% connected to your truth, to experience the out-of-bodiness that your soul is. So that's on a physical level, but right now it's feeling like jellyfish. And the jellyfish end up in these little corners of the ocean that the ocean just brought them in. And if we don't have our own sense of direction, we end up stuck in the little jellyfish corners. Instead, we need to be like the dolphins. We need to be like the whales. We need to be like the fish that are moving forward, that are choosing their own path. The dolphins say, the waters are cooler over there. Let's go that way. The dolphins say, I hear something over there that's striking a chord. Let's go that way. The dolphins have consciousness. The jellyfish do not. So when we give up our consciousness, when we just say, oh, yes, sure, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll end up here, I'll end up there, we end up in a pool of jellyfish and we get stung and stung and stung and stung. And at a certain point, we're all going to get stung. That is part of the human experience. But like I talked about in the episode of, are you addicted to suffering? Are you addicted to being stung? Because then it's no longer medicine. If you stay in the pain, you victimize yourself. Ah, why are these jellyfish stinging me? Why isn't my life working out? Why did we break up? Why didn't I get that job? Oh, why me? Everything's so hard. I want to listen to emo music and scream. Then guess what? We get stung and stung and stung and stung until life becomes numb. We no longer feel the stings of the jellyfish because that is what we're just used to. And that's when you're living in the karma, which I talk about, that each day is, oh, how am I going to get through today? Oh, I can't wait till Friday till happy hour. Oh, I live for the weekends. Oh, but I have laundry to do. Oh, I hate my friends. Sound like anyone you know? I'm sure we all know someone that sounds like that. Personally, I've had to get rid of anyone in my life that sounds remotely like that. But this is like the white girl problems of the 21st century. And guess what? It's not that they were not meant to be happy. It's not that they were not meant to be radiant. It's that they just said, they compromised with the toughness instead of taking it as the medicine they needed to move forward. So I'm telling you, the times are intense, but I'm telling you, if you can take the lessons out of it, you're going to blast into the next season of your life with all of the strength that you need to get through it. Because obstacles are opportunities to grow. They are opportunities to move forward. If you can just ask yourself, what is this teaching me? At any moment of your life, we broke up. What did I learn from that relationship? What can I take from that moving forward? How can I improve myself as an individual for me? I didn't get that job. How could it perhaps not have been in my highest alignment? What were the things I was overlooking in that job? What is it that I really want to do? The house didn't work out. Perhaps I was not meant to purchase a house right now. Perhaps I was meant to use my money on my business. Perhaps I am going to desire to live in a home next year instead of an apartment. Perhaps there were flooding issues or earthquake issues or something else I was not aware of and the universe is protecting me. So if you can just ask, you're going to immediately know the answer. What is this teaching me? Because life is just a series of lessons. You are put on this planet, born here with a soul agreement that these are the lessons I'm going to learn in this lifetime. And the quicker and more efficiently and more authentically you can move through them of truly knowing, okay, I got the lesson from here. Not just saying it, but like, I feel it. That makes sense. Thank you, universe. I see you. I hear you. I got you. Then that lesson stops appearing. But lessons are going to keep showing up. You're going to have a lot of Mercury retrogrades in this lifetime, and they're going to keep showing up the same exact things if you don't clear the lesson. Lessons keep showing up until you learn from them. So I'm not saying that eclipse season and Mercury retrograde needs to be difficult for everyone always. I'm just saying that if you're making a decision right now that is not in your highest truth, it's just going to show up. So listen to it instead of fighting against it, instead of victimizing yourself around it. Say, okay, I see you. This is what's happening. Now, you know, the universe just played its little game of chess. It moved its pawn towards me. Where am I going to move my queen? Because that's all it is. It's responding. It's you threw me this curveball. I'm going to respond this way. That relationship ended. I'm going to move forward this way. That job didn't work out. I'm going to move my energy this way. It's just in how you respond. And when you can respond showing that you learned the lesson and that you are willing to improve yourself for the future, that lesson no longer shows up. You know, have you ever seen your friends? Some of them, they keep learning the same lesson over and over again, but they're not actually gaining from it. It's like, oh my God, you're with another guy who cheated on you. Oh my God, you ended up in another situation that you lost your wallet and you're in the middle of the city drunk. Oh, that happened again. It's because they're choosing not to learn from the lesson. So the universe is like, gotta throw that one again. It's like, you know, that ping ball machine. The ball just keeps coming back, coming back, coming back until you slice it up in the top and you get those points and those tickets and you buy a big stuffed animal for yourself. And not to say that life isn't going to throw you another lesson. You're going to learn the lesson. And then guess what? Now you're on level 2. Now you're on level 7. Now you're on level 1,538. You know, the lessons are going to keep going, but they're going to be in higher chakras at that point. Because the beginning lessons are root chakra activating. The root chakra is just survival. How am I going to survive here on this planet? And that's when war, violence, aggression, abuse, that's all root chakra. It's feeling unsafe. And then you learn the sacral chakra lessons. These are about connection, about romance, any relationship issue, any sexual issue. Also creativity, abundance, pleasure. This is all sacral chakra. I have a masterclass called sexbunnymagic.com, and that's all about healing the sacral chakra because I've definitely had to do a lot of work around it. sexmoneymagicprogram.com. I'll have that link in the show notes. Solar plexus lessons. These are all about knowing yourself. Who am I? What do I really want? What is my truth? I'm feeling that right now, this eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, Vata and balanced Pitta, is a lot of solar plexus stuff happening for people. It's a lot of going back into who's the core of who you are. So solar plexus, and that's going to affect your digestion. So if you're noticing you're feeling bloated, digestive issues are coming up, candida, that kind of stuff, that's a solar plexus issue. Has life been very full recently? I like to say full instead of stressful because it's saying that you're so full of opportunities and responsibilities and obligations rather than them being stressors. But the thing is, sometimes your body actually feels that stress and it can turn into anxiety, pain, and even inflammation. As we know, the mind and body are connected. And that's when natural plant medicines come in. And one that I am a huge fan of is CBD. So one of my really good friends, Angie Lee, who has been on the podcast before, actually started her own CBD company with her brother, Mike Lee, a world-renowned boxer, when he was looking for something to help deal with the pain and stress and muscular tension of being a professional athlete without the THC. So together they co-founded Soul CBD. Now, why I love this CBD and it's my absolute favorite is because they combine it with MCT oil, which as we know is really good for the body, good for the brain, hemp-derived CBD isolate, so no THC, no psychoactive effects at all. He's a professional athlete and like they talk about in podcast episode I did with them all about CBD, he couldn't have any THC in his CBD because they do regular drug testings. And it is so delicious. I put a couple droplets. It just helps me go to sleep, helps me feel calm, helps with any muscular tension I have if I worked out too much or I pulled my back, and I absolutely love it. And they also have incredible CBD bath bombs, which are so beautiful. They make the best gifts ever, and they're all natural with essential oils as well. So if you want to get your hands hands on this incredible pure CBD experience, head over to mysoulcbd.com and use coupon code Sahara at checkout. Again, it's mysoul, SOULCBD.com and use coupon code Sahara at checkout. So I have been on the lookout for an incredible organic skincare company that doesn't use preservatives or synthetics and is also zero waste. And that's when I came across Loli. And I am so inspired by this company and also really impressed by the benefits that their elixirs, their serums, their tonics are having on my skin. I'm getting tons and tons of compliments. So I've been loving their plum elixir. It smells amazing and also removing makeup with their chamomile lavender water. I also am obsessed with their matcha coconut paste. I mean, all of these things I would love to eat as well. And that just shows how high vibe it is when it's all edible products that we can put on our face. So to get your hands on some for 20% off, head over to Loli Beauty, that is LOLIbeauty.com, and use coupon code Sahara for 20% off. And again, I have an episode all about the chakras. This is just a very, very like introductory thing. And also in my book, Idiot's Guide to Ayurveda, I have an entire chapter devoted to the chakras, how to balance them with the doshas, crystals, essential oils, mantras, all of it. Idiot's Guide to Ayurveda. I'll also put that in the show notes, which is my book. Heart chakra lessons. This is all about love, but not romantic love, more of love for all. So this is about your connections to everyone, your ability to have compassion for other people, to not feel jealous or comparison for your sisters, but to actually feel happy for their successes. This all comes from heart chakra. When the heart chakra is open, you no longer feel that jealousy. But again, I'm sensing because of the social media, it's very activating of our heart chakra imbalances, and it's making us feel competitive and rivalry and all of that, which is just a closed heart chakra. So doing heart openers, the color green, etc. So these are all associated with different forms of healing, different colors, etc. Throat chakra lessons. This is all going to be about speaking your truth. This is all going to be about letting someone else know what you really need, sharing the authentic wisdom that comes through you. So again, a lot of my lessons have been activating my throat. My throat is my go-to chakra. It's how I experience life, is through communication. And when I'm not able to completely express myself and share my truth, I can't even deal with it. I'll get phlegm, I'll get coughs. I can't. So if you're experiencing phlegm, congestion, mucus, coughs, that's something happening in your throat chakra and you need to speak your truth. Thyroidism as well. Third eye. This is going to be related to intuition. So maybe you're intuitively a little bit off. Maybe you thought, you know, things were really going to work out with this person, but you totally overlooked some red flags and your intuition just guided you in the wrong direction. So this is why meditation or having meditative practices is extremely important, because the intuition can only grow through space. It can't just grow through reading a book. You need to experience the third eye. You need to experience the wisdom that moves through you. And the only way to experience it is to do something that the mind is not related in. So the third eye is not the same as the mind. Your intuition is not the same as your brain. You can't think your way to solutions. The solutions actually come when you stop thinking. So I share a lot about how dance is my ultimate form of meditation. That is how I meditate. I sometimes do seated meditations, but that's not the work that's transformed my life and made me who I am. It's actually dance and movement and moving meditations. So for me, you know, going through all of this, I made sure I went to my dance practices, ecstatic dance, twerk, dance hall, because it's in that hour that I'm just in my body and I'm not thinking about, oh my God, I have no idea where I'm going to stay tomorrow. Oh my God, I don't have any of my stuff with me. Everything's so expensive, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to be able to afford for my life, blah. All of the scary thoughts don't have space because I'm in my mind. And by the way, those scary thoughts are not true. So when you tap into your intuition, you're able to sense what is true and what is not. Because the voice of fear is actually just the little you that's trying to survive. It's trying to protect you. And sometimes it can have some truth to it, but it's not seeing the absolute truth. The absolute truth can only come through the intuition. Now, you may get intuitive insights through the mind, but it's a different quality. It's not like, okay, I'm going to write this pro and cons list. Should I move to Seattle or should I move to Portland? Okay, Seattle got one more pro. Guess I'm going to go there. It's intuitively feeling, where do I feel most at peace? Where do I feel most expansive? Where do I feel my soul is taking me? To visualize yourself in Seattle, to visualize yourself in Portland, to feel the energy there, to listen to your heart. That's tapping into the intuition, and that's going to take you to where you actually need to go. So if you're having anything related to anxiety, uncertainty, confusion, I think all of us have been having that, especially recently with all the Vata happening, then this is the time to go into your intuition, to do what is meditative for you. Maybe that's knitting, maybe that's sound baths, maybe that's sound bowls, maybe that's walking, spending time in nature. Whatever it is, doing this podcast for me is extremely meditative because I simply can't have any thoughts in my mind because I'm in a channeled state, which is why I breathe weirdly. People who've reviewed the podcast are like, she breathes like so weirdly. It's like, hello, I'm channeling here. But whatever it is for you, maybe you want to start channeling. Maybe you want to start automatic writing. Automatic writing is a really good one. I love doing that when I'm feeling confused and I don't know who's the voice of my intuition and who's the voice of my mind. All I do is I sit in front of my computer and I just let my fingers go and I start to write and I don't have any intention. Sometimes I'll have a question like, where am I meant to live? Or how am I meant to best spend my energy? Or what is the next project I need to work on? And I just let myself write. And sometimes my writing is off topic. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but always just through that writing, the truth comes through. And then you can also do automatic writing to connect to spirit guides, to connect to ancestors. I've done a podcast episode about how I communicated with my deceased grandfather through automatic writing. That is one of the earlier episodes on how to connect with your ancestors. It's like towards the beginning, but automatic writing is super powerful for just connecting to your inner voice. And then the crown. The crown chakra is not actually connected to our body. It is above our bodies, about 6 inches above the tip of our heads. And it is our connection to source. So the crown chakra can only be open when all other chakras are activated. So it's important for us to balance each chakra, to balance the physical body, the sensual body, our intuitive self of who we are, our heart chakras, our throat chakras, our third eye. We need to keep all of these chakras into balance for the crown to open. You can't just open the crown. You know, you can chant Om, you can do yoga, you can meditate, but if you don't have, it's like Maslow's hierarchy. If you don't have all of the other chakras in balance, you're not going to be able to fully receive. Now, it doesn't mean your life has to be perfect by any means. Sometimes we have these limiting beliefs. I really want to add this. Sometimes we have these limiting beliefs that, oh, well, my life's not perfect yet, so I can't write a book, I can't do a podcast, I can't channel, I can't do these things because I have all these other issues. And it's not true. And I caught myself doing this because I haven't had a home for the past, you know, month, over a month. And I'm telling myself, oh, I can't work on writing my book because I'm not grounded. I need to have a home in order to write. And that's not true. Because right now, here I am sharing with you from a random ass hotel room, and it's still as connected as when I'm at home with all my crystals and candles and things. And you know, these are just things again, and you can connect to source at any moment, at any time. You don't have to have your life perfect. You don't need to be on a beach. You don't need to be in the end of yoga class and Shavasana only. So don't feel like all my chakras need to be balanced in order for me to do anything of importance in this world, because it's not true. You can still channel. You can still connect. It's just finding the little ways that can anchor you back in. So maybe it's just while your baby's on the floor, just playing some music and just dancing freely for 5 minutes. Or maybe it's, you know, you have an hour lunch, you just go on a run. Or maybe it's, okay, I can meet my friends for happy hour, or I can go to this drop-in meditation. You go for the meditation, or you write, which you haven't done in so long. Little things like that, they may be the exact switch that you needed to just kick into gear. So please don't think that your life has to be perfect in order to do anything of significance, because the people who are doing things of significance 100% do not have perfect lives, and all of their chakras are not always in balance Show me someone whose chakras are always in balance and I will show you a unicorn. Because it's impossible. You know, the chakras are our grid lines. They just tell us where we're out of balance to help shift our energy towards that balance again. They're not meant to always, there's no way they can always be in balance because, like I said, energies are always shifting. So there's always going to be things that knock us off. So I share this with you right now because I know a lot of you are going through the turmoil, the confusion, the splash in your face. And I just want you to remember that it's a lesson. I want you to remember that sometimes the jellyfish venom is what you need to medicinally heal yourself. But staying in that, having a pity party for yourself, acting like, oh, I can't leave. I'm just in a pond of jellyfish. I'm drowning now. It hurts. Like, that's never going to get you anywhere. It's you're like, oh, wow, I'm getting bit all over. This is electrifying. And now I'm going to swim in the direction of my soul's highest calling. So this is a call right now. This is an initiation. Because through Kali comes rebirth. And I want you wherever you are. I don't give a fuck if you're on a train. I don't give a fuck if you're sitting in front of your parent right now and they're like, what is she doing? I want us all to do the breath of Kali. So the breath of Kali is to stick your tongue out because Kali, she's a blue, beautiful goddess and her tongue is always out. And she's shown she's beheaded some men and her tongue is out. She's like, like an exhale with your tongue out. And when you do it, you unleash your wild side, your untamed side. The side of you that's like, yep, everything's on fire and I'm going to blow it up more because I'm excited for the transformation that's to come. Oh, this isn't working for me. Perfect. So glad I got to see it right now. So I don't have to waste any more energy on it. Woo! I love this Mercury retrograde. I love this eclipse season. I love when things blow up in my face because then I don't have to figure it out later. The universe just did the work for me. Thank you. Next. So we're going to do some breath of Kali right now. So I want you to stick your tongue out. Imagine yourself this wild Medusa blue woman with her hair out all over the place. She's just fucking slaying. And stick your tongue out and go. Okay. The uglier the face, the better, by the way. 3, 2, 1. And this time, stick your hands out, your arms out. Maybe, you know, like you're putting a spell on someone with your fingers. Just let it out. Let out that ugly noise. Let out that groan, that grunt you've been wanting to let out so badly, but human civilization has made you just tuck everything in. Let it out right now. Okay? Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Okay, one last time. This time, do not hold back. Like, literally, I want, if you're in a room of people, I want them all to be afraid right now. If you're by yourself, you better be fucking loud. Close your eyes, let your body go, and on the count of three, give me your most wild, radical, authentic, primal Kali breath yet. 3, 2, 1. Ah! Woo! Doesn't that shit feel good? It's all you have to do. Every time that all of this stuff, humaning, is a little bit too chaotic, just remember you're a fucking animal. You're a wild woman. And these are just lessons on lessons on lessons on lessons. And you're growing on growing on growing on growing. And the universe is always pushing you to your highest direction. And any of the shit that is blowing up, the universe just blasts that for you. So thank you, boo. Thank you, Gaia. I see you. And to whoever's listening right now, if you're still listening, boo, I motherfucking love you. I think you're amazing. I think you're doing a great job. I just want you to tap yourself on the back and just say, I'm doing a good job. I'm crushing it. I'm crushing this retrograde. Eclipse season, what? It's happening. I didn't even feel it. You know, because we're riding through the waves, man. We're riding through the waves. And it's funny because I was just interviewing my friend Heather, who's been on the podcast twice, for Rose Gold Goddesses and Rose Gold Goddesses each month. I mean, if you like this, it's going to be this on crack because I'm going to be live on webinar with you and you guys are all going to be live with me and we're going to be doing rituals and I'm just going to be purely channeling. So I don't even know what the fuck's going to go down. But I was interviewing Heather because we're having expert guests, goddess rituals, all sorts of amazing stuff part of this membership. But we're talking about Kali and I was like, and this is a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I don't know. I don't really like Kali. Like, I don't really like when shit blows up in my face. Like, I like to keep things moving. And then I realized that I'm in Kali. I'm in Kali right now, fully happening. But my experience of the Kali is different because how other people, how the world tells us is when things blow up in your face, you cry and you victimize yourself and everything's crushing down and you drink a lot. And that doesn't have to be the case. I mean, you can surely cry. Crying is great. But don't let yourself stay in that pity party. Be like, whoop, I'm in it and I'm moving forward. Imagine you're just going through this forest and yep, there's a tree on the ground. So I'm going to walk over that tree. Maybe I have to go around this tree. Oh, maybe this part's muddy. Guess what? It makes you a better hiker. Imagine if you didn't go see the waterfall because the hike was a little bit too muddy, because the trees were not in perfect order, because there wasn't a paved trail. Bitch, you're about to pave your own trail. And I want to say this to you loud and clear that you are so empowered. If you knew how much incredible power you have in you, like nothing would stop you. You would see that you can do anything you want to do. I swear, like anything. It's just a matter of you deciding where you want to direct your energy because you're on fire. And sometimes life is on fire because it's the fire needed for you to be on fire. Because oftentimes after the breakdown comes the breakthrough. So if you're going through the breakdown right now, I'm clapping for you because you're doing a beautiful job. And I'm so excited to see what wisdom and alchemy you create out of this. So please don't let this energy stop you. Let this propel you. Let this teach you. Let this inspire you. So when we move on to the next season, we have a clear vision of who we are, where we need to focus our energy, and where we are pointing our highest compass for the way forward. So I have my upcoming Rose Gold Goddesses membership community, which I've spoken about several times on this episode. And if you're interested in learning more, I have a waitlist happening right now. Head over to rosegoldgoddesses.com. I'll have the direct link at top of the show notes as well. And from there, when we open doors, I will email you what it entails, how to join. You can be anywhere in the world. It is an app, webinars, all sorts of things. So essentially, I am creating the first ever network to create an international sacred sisterhood collective for us all to meet both virtually and in person. I'm going to be empowering leaders in the community to lead goddess circles in their respective cities. And I'm going to be bringing you guys together because I've realized that my mission here is to bring the new way forward. And the new way forward is through sacred community. And if only you guys all knew each other. I get all these messages from you guys and I'm like, I wish this person could connect with this person. And I sometimes say, I try and it's just too much. And I'm like, I just need a place where all of you guys can meet and connect because you guys have all of the answers to all of your problems right here. You're looking for someone you want to collaborate with. You're looking for someone you want to interview. You're looking for someone to teach you. You're looking for someone to teach. Like, I just want to bring you guys all together. And I want to be with you guys too. So that is why I'm creating Rose Gold Goddesses so we can connect virtually through Sacred Circle, but also in person. I'm going to have training teaching you how to lead goddess circles in the way that I lead them, teaching you how to handle the energetics, if someone's crying, if something feels off, how to set up the space, how to sage people in the way that I do it, and essentially empower you to take that throne and be the leaders in your community, because that's what I want more than anything, to empower other leaders. And if you're interested in a leadership position or not, maybe you just want to be part of the circle. Maybe you just want to join circles. Maybe you just want to get to know new friends and feel sisters and just have that in your life. It's what you're craving. I feel you. I so feel you. For so many years, I did not have friends. I did not have sisters. I walked this path by myself and it was fucking lonely. And there are so many things that I could have stepped right through had I had the guidance and support of my sisters. And this is the gift that I want to give all of you, to gift each other. So head over to rosegoldgoddesses.com. Rose gold, like the color, like the jewel, goddesses, plural.com. Join the waitlist and I will send you information when we are out and open, hopefully this fall. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you loved it, I would love if you could leave me a review in the iTunes store. And as a free gift, I will share with you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Simply email a screenshot of your review over to sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you over the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Thank you and namaste.